Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cause nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on a Friday morning, 68 degrees. A trial date is set for the felony charge against the former NFL assistant coach.
Britt Reid and his attorney appeared in a video conference Thursday for a hearing scheduling his trial for felony DWI, now locked in for April 18th of next year. The former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach and son of head coach Andy Reid pled not guilty back in April of this year to charges stemming from a February 4th incident. Reid is accused of driving while intoxicated when his truck slammed into two cars that were stopped on the side of a highway entrance ramp in Missouri. That crash left a 5-year-old girl with a traumatic brain injury and injured another child. If convicted, Reid faces up to 7 years in prison. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A 49-year-old man from Ellis, Kansas, sentenced to 40 years in prison for producing child pornography. Acting U.S. Attorney Dustin Slinkard's office says Clinton McElroy was sentenced after pleading guilty in May to one count of production of child porn after a prior conviction. Court documents said McElroy admitted that he persuaded an 8-year-old child to produce sexually explicit images and send them to him.
13 counties will receive a combined total of $7.5 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Off-System Bridge Improvement Program.
There are more than 19,300 locally owned bridges, of which 1,230 are in poor condition. An additional 3,844 are either unable to carry legal loads or accommodate modern truck sizes. Off-system bridges are located on roadways not otherwise eligible for federal aid. State funding for the 13 projects will be enhanced by a minimum 20% match from each recipient, resulting in $10.4 million in total local infrastructure improvements. In addition to this federally required program, KDOT reinstated the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Program, Bridge Program, as part of the Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program to assist cities and counties with the local roadway system.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
President Biden has been in talks with top Democrats in Congress about his Build Back Better agenda, raising the debt ceiling and taxes on the wealthy.
The president had what the White House said in a statement was a positive phone call with Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. They talked about cutting drug costs, tackling climate change, and more. And to pay for it, they want to roll back what they call Trump tax giveaways to the wealthiest Americans and corporations. Earlier in the day, the president said the U.S. is at
one of those moments where the decisions we're about to make can change, literally change the trajectory of our nation for years and possibly decades to come.
The three also spoke about raising the debt ceiling, but Republicans have said that's something they can't abide by and that Democratic spending plans are out of control. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The father of a 7-year-old Michigan girl is suing her former school over a haircut.
Jimmy Hoffmeyer is seeking $1 million in damages from the Mount Pleasant School District. The suit claims the biracial girl's constitutional rights were violated, racial discrimination, as well as other claims after a staffer cut her hair. But the school board says an investigation found that while the staffer wasn't authorized to cut anyone's hair, there was no malice. The staffer did so to even out the girl's hair 2 days after another student cut her hair on the school bus. She's now attending another school. The staffer was reprimanded. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a mostly clear sky in Wichita with temperatures warming up much like yesterday. In fact, we'll reach 90 degrees for our high with a light southeast wind. A few showers may form along and ahead of a cool front by this evening, clearing overnight. Our low 66, sunny and warm for the weekend with a high Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s to around 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 68 degrees, not much wind this morning, southeast at 6 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Friday, September 17th, 2021. On this date 10 years ago, a demonstration calling itself Occupy Wall Street began in New York, prompting similar protests around the U.S. and the world. What were they protesting, Ted? Economic inequality.
The rich, yeah.
In other words, it seems like those who are wealthy are getting wealthier, and those who are not wealthy are getting unwealthier. And it's a trend that's been
hardly breaking news, but going on for thousands of years.
Yeah, thousands of years, but I think people are starting to look at the salaries made by the CEOs and how they compare with their other workers. And, I don't know. It is a big disparity, but what can you do about it? Occupy Wall Street. That worked.
Yeah.
Well, is it the catfish king? It's possible, though we may never know for sure. A white catfish caught in Connecticut last month smashed the state record. Ben Tomkunis caught the 21.3-pound whiskered fish in Coventry last month. Says it was longer than 3 feet. State officials say the catch shattered the previous mark, which had been 12.7 pounds. The fish may also have broken the world record for that species, but that may be tough to prove. The International Game Fish Association says the world mark for a white catfish catch is 19.3 pounds. That would seem to make this one the new record holder. However, Tomkunis says he gave the fish to his grandfather the next day and it kind of got eaten. There you go. The evidence
13-pound catfish kind of got eaten?
Yeah. Kind of got eaten just by coincidence.
Where was this?
In, hang on a minute here. Connecticut.
Now, you don't think of Connecticut as being catfish country.
Yeah, but well, obviously a white catfish is not like the catfish we grow
around
here.
All right.
They get to be, you know, as big as you and me. I mean, these catfish around here, they get really big. That's a white catfish. Apparently a different breed of catfish. All right, Teddy, we're talking about the wind surge making the playoffs this morning. Big deal.
About that.
Their first week, first year here in Wichita. Brand new stadium and good team, huh? Good day. Entertaining to watch. Obviously, they've won enough games to go to the playoffs. How do the playoffs work here in this sense? How do they do this?
Top two teams in the league, best of five, next week.
Okay. That's it, huh?
That's it.
Okay.
Wichita is one of those teams. We still don't know yet who the other team is.
Okay.
That'll be settled in the next 3 days.
How about that?
And we don't know yet what the dates will be. But we'll see. Wichita is still trying to get home field advantage in that series.
Okay.
Has yet to be determined. So still something to play for here in the final 3 days.
And interesting Perez, the catcher, the great catcher for the Royals, hit number 45 yesterday. He keeps hitting home runs, but his team doesn't seem to do that well. But he's having his premier, he's a lifetime best career season, don't you?
Yeah, know? he's
because he's not young. He's not going to be around much longer.
He's not young, but he's not old. He's kind of right in the sweet spot,
right in the peak.
Yeah,
he could do this again next year.
I know catching seems to age some players quicker than normal, but he seems to be one of those guys that is able to catch 80-90% of your games and still go out and just have great seasons at the plate. And
you're down there on your haunches half the time, as they say. I wonder if that was the reason that the Yankees in Yogi Berra's career finally put him out in left field.
Yeah, finally his body kind of started breaking down a little bit.
Let's say they had an excellent young black catcher named Elston Howard.
Elston Howard, yep.
Was he the Yankees' first black? I think he was.
I don't know.
He might have
been.
That's
a good question.
All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS and time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The cattle complex on Thursday traded mixed and closed mixed. Some feeder cattle contracts made new lows for the current sell-off. The feeder cattle had bulls spreading as the nearby contracts closed positive, while the live cattle had bears spreading with the largest losses in the nearby contracts. Cash cattle prices are holding steady to lower for the week, and lean hogs closed with triple-digit gains yesterday. Many contracts had large outside trading sessions to the upside. December live cattle yesterday, 87 cents lower at 128.57. November feeders down 27 cents at 157.30. And December lean hogs up $2.20 at 74.45. Well, Thursday, the December corn and November soybeans had their highest trade of the past 11 sessions. And December Kansas City wheat the highest in the past 7 sessions. Now, for the last 4 weeks, resistance has been the 50-day moving average, and support has been the 200-day moving average for both December corn and November soybeans. Now, trading overnight was higher and now is lower for the grains, and today is also triple witching day for the stocks. At the moment, December KC wheat is unchanged at 720 and a half. December corn down a penny at 528 and a half. November beans 5.5 cents lower at 1290 and a half. November crude oil 47 cents lower at 71.90. December gold up $3.40 at 1760.10. December S&P 10.5 points lower at 44.53 and a half. December dollar index 9 cents lower at 92.83. With December Dow Jones futures 67 points lower at 34,559. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, breaker, breaker, bum steer, hold on there for just a minute. What the heck does triple witching mean?
Well, it has nothing to do with Halloween. I'll tell you that right off the top.
Oh, okay.
But it is simultaneously seeing the expiration of stock options, stock index futures, and stock index option contracts all on the same day. I believe it happens 4 times in a year.
Okay. Does it mean anything?
Yeah, it gets a lot of activity in the market. You know, sometimes increases the amount of trading volume and stuff because of those expirations all taking place at the same time.
Okay. Well, thanks for explaining that to us. You know, sometimes you use terms that just go right over our heads, because, especially because we're a couple of city boys here that we don't know a lot about that stuff, you know.
Well, I bet you kind of made you kind of wonder what bull spreading and bear spreading was, too.
I don't think you should be talking like that on the radio.
It's only R-rated. It's not X.
Okay. Right. That sounds like something our listeners don't want to know about there. All right. So, what else? I was going to say that, you know, we don't have to explain our technical terms we use on the radio to you at all. We never use anything. What's our level of target here, Ted, for mentality out there? About what, second or third grade? Or are we higher than
it? Well, don't insult our listeners.
Well, I'm talking about when we're talking with Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. It's like the limbo bar, man. It just keeps getting lower and lower.
That standard is very low. Hey, listen, Tom, have a good weekend. We appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
You guys
so much.
Do the same. Thanks.
All right, 6:42 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up.
Salvador Perez is 31 years old, by the way.
No, that's not too old.
I know. You were portraying him as an old man in the twilight of his career.
I got underwear older than that. 6:42 now. Steve and Ted coming up. Don Graham, CFP, the money tracker, we hope. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.